Acts chapter 14.
Then Paul and Barnabas went to the town of Iconium. They entered the Jewish synagogue. This is what they did in every town. They spoke to the people there in such a way that many Jews and non-Jews believed what they said. However, some of the Jews did not believe. These Jews stirred up the non-Jewish people and made them persecute the brothers. The Lord helped Paul and Barnabas to be bold, and they stayed in Iconium a long time. Paul and Barnabas proclaimed about how God forgives sins. The Lord proved what they said was true. He helped them do miracles and wonders. But some of the people in the town agreed with the Jews. Other people in the town believed Paul and Barnabas, so the town was divided. Some non-Jewish people, some Jews, and their Jewish leaders tried to hurt Paul and Barnabas. These people wanted to stone them to death. When Paul and Barnabas learned about this, they fled that town. They went to Lystra and Derbe, towns in Lycaonia, and to the surrounding area. They told the good news there too. In Lystra there was a man whose feet were paralyzed. He had been born crippled. He had never walked. This man was sitting there and listening to Paul speak. Paul looked straight at him. Paul saw that the man believed that God could heal him. So Paul shouted, "Stand up on your feet." The man jumped up and began walking around. When the crowd saw what Paul did, they shouted in their own Lycaonian language. They said, "The gods have become men. They have come down to us." The people began to call Barnabas Zeus. They called Paul Hermes because he was the main speaker. The temple of Zeus was near the town. The priest of this temple brought some bulls and flowers to the town gates. The priest and the crowds wanted to give an offering to worship Paul and Barnabas. But when the apostles, Barnabas and Paul, understood what the people were doing, they ripped their own clothes. Then they ran in among the crowd and shouted to them, "Men, why are you doing these things? We are not gods. We have the same feelings you have. We came to tell you the good news. We are telling you to turn away from these worthless things. Turn to the true living God. He is the one who made the land, the sea, the sky, and everything which is in them. In the past, God let all the nations do what they wanted. But God did things to prove that He is real. He does good things for you. He gives you rain from the sky and good harvests at the right times. He gives you plenty of food and fills your hearts with joy." Paul and Barnabas told the crowds these things. The people still wanted to offer sacrifices to worship them, but Paul and Barnabas barely stopped them. Then some Jews came from Antioch and Pisidia and Iconium. They persuaded the people to oppose Paul, and so the people stoned Paul and dragged him out of the town. The people thought that they'd killed him. The followers of Jesus gathered around Paul, and he got up and went back into town. The next day he and Barnabas left and went to the town of Derbe. Paul and Barnabas told the good news in the town of Derbe too. Many people became followers of Jesus. Paul and Barnabas went back to the towns of Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch in Pisidia. In those cities they made the followers of Jesus stronger. They helped them to stay in the faith. They said, "We must suffer many things on our way into God's kingdom." They appointed elders for each group who had answered God's call. The believers fasted and prayed for these men. These men had put their trust in the Lord Jesus, so Paul and Barnabas put them in the Lord's care. Paul and Barnabas went through the country of Pisidia. Then they came to the country of Pamphylia. They proclaimed the story of Jesus in the town of Perga, and then they went down to the town of Attalia. And from there, Paul and Barnabas sailed away to Antioch in Syria. This is the city where they had begun this work. The believers here had sent them out with God's gracious love. Now their trip was over. When Paul and Barnabas arrived, they gathered the congregation together. Paul and Barnabas told them all about the things which God had done with them. They said, "God opened a door so that non-Jewish people could believe too." They stayed there a long time with the followers of Jesus.